I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. I've talked about ride-sharing programs. One of those services is called Uber. You see which drivers are nearby through a smartphone app, and the rate is calculated based on time and distance. However, history has shown that when demand on these vehicles outpaces supply, like during a holiday or a big storm, prices can surge. Another service, called Lyft, is peer-to-peer, as in regular drivers in their own cars. Now, technically, they don't charge anything. Your payment is considered a donation. But don't cheap out, because not only can you rate drivers, but they can rate you. A poor rating could mean you won't get a ride again. Sidecar is another major player in this arena. Your payment is considered a donation, and the app suggests the appropriate amount. If you cancel, you may be charged a $5 fee. But remember, this is a new industry, and the rules are constantly changing. And let's not forget the issue of liability. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.